The homestead belonging to Tongai Gava of Uzese village in Masungo Central constituency was razed to the ground, resulting in the loss of property worth thousands of dollars. Villagers in the area have since appealed to the government to end polarization that has gripped the local community ahead of a constitutional referendum expected this year. They said the Joint Monitoring and Implementation Committee has failed to end political hostilities among supporters of different political parties in the country. Villagers said Gawa, a non-supporter of the MDC formation of Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai, had a heated debate with SANPF supporters at a local beer drink. Gawa allegedly told fellow villagers that the economic success of the country is attributable to the MDCT since ZANPF has ruined the country's economy over the years. On the other hand, the angry ZANPF supporters accused the MDC of being a puppet of the West. They then set Gawa's homestead on fire soon after the beer drink. Masungo Central lawmaker Jefferson Chitando confirmed to Studio 7 that the situation is now tense in the area following the incident.
Yes, we can confirm that the report has been made that Tongai Gava's house was burned 2 days ago by some. We suspect that it could be ZANPF supporters because they did a misunderstanding at a beer drinking in the same area, and the same night ZANPF or whom we suspect his house, suspects ZANPF supporters bend the heart of Mr. Tongai Gawa.
Uzese villager Langanai Mtubuki condemned the attack, saying Jomik should play a key role in addressing such incidents.
The real problem in Zimbabwe is that there are some people who are being protected by law enforcement agencies. If you go and report such a kind of a case, which you ask me about, you can end up being arrested. But you are raising an issue which has affected someone's family. The community has been affected. But what is important is they are really doing nothing. Practically, they are doing nothing. But theoretically, 100% they are doing they are just pleasing the donors who are funding them. But on the ground, they are doing nothing. Was as Jomik, they should go to the affected areas and they should embark on conducting workshops in the rural areas, urban areas.
Chitando, who is also the MDCT National Executive Member, said the situation in Masungo Central remains tense as war veterans and ZANPF supporters continue to harass and intimidate supporters of other political parties. Chitando said Uzese ward in Masungo Central constituency experienced some of the worst incidents of politically motivated violence during the run-up to the 2008 presidential election runoff.
The people, they are just suspecting that violence can be starting again, so because we really know that in this ward there was a lot of intimidation, there was a lot of violence which happened, which was being instigated by war veteran Tshinga, war veterans Top Bomber Murenye. These are the people who were leading, and also pseudo war veteran Tapson, was called by the name Tapson.
Police in Masungo today confirmed receiving a report of arson related to the touching of Gawa's homestead. However, they said no arrests have been made so far. Meanwhile, Jomik in Masungo says it has received 10 reports of politically motivated violence in Masungo province alone in less than a week. Reporting for Studio 7 from Masungo Central, this is Obed Pepkai.